Blog Talk Radio.
Your place, love connection. Your place of prayer, love, acceptance, compassion, and empowerment. Here's your host, Dr. Susie.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Your Place of Connection Bible Study. This is your place of prayer, love, acceptance, compassion, and empowerment. We're so excited to have you with us tonight, as we are every Tuesday night from 7 to 8:30-ish p.m. And we're just excited because we are getting ready to close Dr. Spurgeon's work on prayer and spiritual warfare. We're so excited to do that this evening, and we're getting closer and closer. So as we go through, we always start off with prayer, and then we'll have scripture, and then we'll have a song, and after the song, we'll have intercessory prayer. So I'm trying to see if Margaret is on the line. Josephine, are you on the line?
I'm here.
Would you mind reading?
Margaret.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Margaret.
Hey, Josephine.
So can I get someone to please read, Joe, if you will read Hebrews, what is it, Margaret, the 15th chapter?
13.
The 13th chapter, the first through the 15th verse.
Yeah.
You would read that after I do the prayer, and then we'll do a song. And then after the song, we will do intercessory prayer. And Margaret, would you lead us in intercessory prayer?
Sure.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So we're going to start. Lord, we come before you tonight, and we are so excited to have you with us. Lord, lead, guide, and direct us so that we can be at your feet, that we can receive revelation and knowledge, that we can grow and trust in you to develop us and move us where you want us to be. We are so thankful and honored and just excited, oh God, that you are leading, guiding, and directing us. We are going through the study, and we've been talking about prayer. We've been talking about praise. We've been talking about finding peace. And, Lord, as we come to our end, the chapter before the last one, a lifelong occupation. Lord, we know you are calling us to praise. You are calling us to trust you. You are calling us to walk in this, not just one time, but continual prayer, the substance of sacrifice, understanding the sacrifice of praise, understanding how and ways to praise you. We just ask, oh God, that you would continue leading us and teaching us as we go forward. For this will be our last chapter on direct praise. Thank you, Lord. As we go forward, we're asking that you would bless Bishop Michael, who is having to do intense grading this evening. And we're just asking that you would bless him, that he could get that work done. And Brother Chris and Brother Mateo are saying that they will join us maybe sometime this evening. Let's hope. And we will trust that the Lord will make it easy where he can participate. So as we come to the beginning of this session, Lord, each person that's on the line, empower them to have wisdom and knowledge and to ask questions that others in the audience may be asking, to stimulate our thinking and our dialogue so that it can be fruitful. We are trusting you for everything, and we believe that we will be successful. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Let us all say amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Dr. Susie, am I supposed to read now?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I am reading in the book of Hebrew, the 13th chapter, verses 1 through 15, and it is from the New International Version. Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Continue to remember those in prisons as if you were together with them in prison, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves are suffering. Marriage should be honored by all, the marriage bed kept pure. For God will judge the adulterer and the sexually immoral. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teaching. It is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace, not by eating ceremonial foods, which is of no benefit to those who do so. We have an altar from which those who minister at the tabernacle have no right to eat. The high priest carries the blood of animals into the most holy place as a sin offering, but the bodies are burned outside the camp. And so Jesus also suffered outside the city gate to make the people holy through his own blood. Let us then go to him outside the camp, bearing the disgrace he bore. For here we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking for the city that is to come. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name. The word of God for the people of God.
Now it's time to worship. Worship his name. Give him all the glory. Thank you.
Amen, amen. We want to thank the Lord for June Rochelle. She sang this song, and she ministers, and her mother, Ms. Josephine, Minister Josephine Mann, is her mother. So we want to thank the Lord that Josephine is here to celebrate and lift up the Lord through her daughter's voice and her gift. So we are now going to go into intercessory prayer. Margaret,
okay.
Are you? Oh, we want to thank Brother Ivan Carter for joining us tonight. Brother Carter's at work, so he won't say much, but he's listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Brothers and sisters, we gather together tonight. We lift our voices together to the Holy on high. We come before you, Lord God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit. We cry out to you today, and we lift our requests. Are there any requests tonight on the line?
Well, I just want to ask a special prayer for myself that the illnesses that I might have be revealed, and hopefully there is a remedy for them. And I'd also like prayer for my granddaughters in particular.
Okay. Are there any more prayers on the line? Anyone else have some prayers to request?
This is Dr. Susie. I want to give a praise report first. And my praise report is that I applied to the job, and after waiting 2.5 weeks, this week I got a referral. So I'm just asking that you all would continue to pray that God would bless me to receive that job. God's so good. And I know it. I want to claim it's got my name on it. I also want to lift up praise that my son made it through COVID.
Praise
He's
the
doing
Lord.
Better.
Praise
and
God.
Thank God for my daughter and my son who came to visit me and their dad, and they called me for Mother's Day, and they brought a lot of stuff, food.
Praise the Lord.
And was able to, able to eat and have fun. And my daughter knows I have a passion for gardening, so she brought me plants that she grew.
Aww.
So I am so blessed of having all kind of broccoli, cabbage, and everything else, girl. So I am just happy that I have been blessed and that the Lord is walking with me. And she brought her fiance Doug too, so that was kind of cool to know I have a son-in-law on the way.
Amen.
Asking that you would pray for revival of the church, that you would pray for our veterans, that we are having a, I don't know what you call it, but it's a surge of suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking that you would pray for the veterans. And I feel that the world is being heightened to receive the Antichrist. And so I'm asking that all believers become prepared as much as they can to be ready for the Lord to take us home. A friend of mine who was only in her 40s walked in her house and fell dead in front of a 16-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
He was just standing there and fell dead. So the painter that worked at the VA said one day he just wasn't feeling good. Next day he had a stroke and died. So
mm-hmm.
I want to say to all of you who know me, I love you. Thank you so much. We don't know how much time we have, but I want to be ready when he comes. And so I'm studying, I'm preparing, I'm getting ready to go when the master calls. So I
Amen.
Hope you join me and choose to be ready as well.
Amen. Thank you.
And Mr. Carter, you're going to have to call me. So thank you. Are there any more prayer requests on the line?
Yes, do you have a prayer request?
One more. I have one more prayer request,
okay.
Ms. Margaret, and it's for
yes.
Bishop Michael. He called and said that he's got a tremendous amount of grading that has to be done, and it has to be done in a
mm-hmm.
short amount of time. So asking that we pray for his strength and his agility and perseverance that he could get this done quickly.
Just one more. Let me add one more. My granddaughter,
mm-hmm.
Chelsea, who's with me this week, just asked for a prayer for strength. Her
okay.
name is Chelsea.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, if there are no more prayer requests on the line, we will begin. Dear Lord, thank you. Thank you for another day of life that you have given
mm-hmm.
us all, another day to prepare, to be ready when you call. Oh, Lord, Lord Jesus and Holy Spirit, we just come before you today and we just praise you for all that you are, the divine, unimaginable, unfathomable, incredibly vast, all-powerful, all-knowing, eternal. We praise you, for that is all that we can do. That is all we can give you is our praise. And we praise you with our hearts and minds, with our souls. We are so grateful for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us.
Yes, yes, yes.
Both known and unknown. Lord God, I come before you today on behalf of Dr. Susie, and I just lift her up, and I rejoice with her.
Thank you.
The good news.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
That she has mm-hmm. gotten a referral.
Amen.
And that we're claiming this job for her.
Amen.
Lord God, of
Amen.
Course, your will be done, but we beg of you to give her this job. We praise you for her family, getting
yes.
together for Mother's Day, for her son James surviving and thriving, I hope, after COVID.
Yes.
And for the beautiful flowers that Sydney grew for her, and the wonderful Mother's Day that she had with her family. We praise you for that, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. And we also ask that, Father God, we lift up the request for revival in the church. May the
mm-hmm.
church rise up right now when the need is so great, when
yes.
people are turning their back on church. Father God, fill the church with your power. Send forth your Holy Spirit. Send forth another Pentecost. Awaken hearts. Lord, help us to love you more and help us to love our neighbor more. Lord, we just also ask for protection and help for the veterans and for many other people. As suicide is on the rise, this is no doubt another attempt at a false glory for Satan. But Lord God, you are more powerful. We cry out to thee, save these souls. Give them another chance. Protect them from this dreadful suicide
yes,
wave
yes.
that sweeps our nation. And Lord, we know that the world is marching forward to the tune
mm-hmm.
of the Antichrist.
Yes.
Oh, Father God, have mercy. Protect our loved ones, our family members. Protect our neighbors. Protect every. Send forth your angels, Father God, and help Christians everywhere to proclaim their faith and draw more in to the fold, so that it might be a great, great multitude
greater still that is called home when you come again, Lord Jesus. Father God, I lift up Josephine and I pray, we know you are the divine healer. Would you touch her now, even now, and give her the peace that passes understanding. Touch her body, mind, and soul.
Thank you,
every space, every tittle of her that she's concerned about, Father God. I just beg of you to perform a divine healing to heal her from illness altogether, Father God. And if that not be your will, Lord, then have mercy upon her.
Yes,
send forth, send her to the right physicians and advisors to determine what may be wrong and
yes.
help her to find a remedy, Lord God.
Thank
we beg
Father.
Of you. We also lift up her daughter, her granddaughter, Chelsea, and we just pray for strength for her in whatever situation she finds herself, Lord. Would you give her strength and also protect her? Send your angels round about her to protect her from evil, Father God. And give her courage and give her peace during this time. And Lord, we lift up Bishop Michael this evening. Father God, we just thank you for him and his devotion to the Bible study and his faithfulness, Lord. Would you please help him to focus and concentrate and make good progress on the grading of this massive amount of material he has to grade, Lord. Would you strengthen him? And give him wisdom.
Yes.
And bless his life, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you for him. And Lord, we lift up Brother Mateo and Brother Chris, who are working, and also Brother Ivan Carter, Lord. We just ask your blessing upon each and every one.
Yes.
We pray they'll have opportunity to speak and join us. And Lord, I just lift up, I just ask, I know that we're coming to the chapter about, we're coming to the new book about the power over Satan. And I felt this sting of some arrows. And I just pray that you will strengthen me, protect my family, Lord, and protect everyone in this Bible study from the evil one, for he's seeking to devour and destroy and to kill. Lord,
yes.
would you protect your people, Father God, from the evil one? And this I pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
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 Thank you so
much. Amen. What an awesome blessing. Thank you, Margaret.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
You know, we have been working on Dr. Spurgeon's book for some time, and we have learned a lot about prayer. We have learned a lot about praise. And I don't know about you, but I got a lot to praise God for.
Amen.
He brought me from a mighty
Amen.
Long way. And if it weren't for the Lord on my side, where would I be? And I
Amen.
Just want to praise him. I want to thank him. I want to glorify him because I didn't have to be here this morning. I could be in my grave. But God woke me up with his finger of love and started me on my way with a reasonable portion of mind. And
praise
strength.
God.
So I thank him.
Yeah.
We did not have to be here. So today, if you don't do nothing else, you need to praise the Lord. So we've been talking about praise. And tonight, we're going to talk about a life
lifelong occupation. You know, one of the things that I want to ask you all about is when you think of praise, do you think it's something, how do you see it? How do you see it? Do you see it as something that you just do temporarily? Is it something that we do? How do you see praise? And why, and what is it in life that's brought you to that point?
Well, Dr. Susie, this is Margaret. Having studied all these many pages of Dr. Spurgeon's encouragement and his description about it, it's kind of nudged me to think more often about praising God and making it a really vital part of prayer. Spending more time on it.
You know, Miss Margaret, I agree with you 100% because I've been dogging Dr. Spurgeon out by his repetitive prayer, praise, 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 praise. But there's a reason why he did it. It's a reason why he spent so much time on praise is because he felt that it's essential. It's essential that we understand the importance of praise. Essential. And when I look back to see the number of pages that the man talked about praise, Lord have mercy, he went from page 306 to 474. That's like 170 pages of nothing but talking about praise. Oh, excuse me, I got to include this week's. That's another 10 pages. So he talks about praise because he felt that it was essential that we understand the importance of praise. So, Sister Josephine, why you praise? Why do you praise him?
I just have so much to be thankful for. I mean, seriously, I can't even name it all. Every day anymore when I get up, I just say thank you because I know that that's a gift of God.
Amen.
And then when I see my children and my grandchildren and they haven't been harmed or hurt, I give him praise.
Yes.
I just...
Amen.
It's that scripture that tells us to ever have praise on our lips, I understand it now. I get it. I get it. Because every moment, every waking moment, every sleeping moment, we need to give him praise and thanksgiving for the grace and the mercy day by day.
Amen.
Day by day.
Amen. Amen. So as we look at this, we are instructed to understand that he says this is the description of the believer's position before God. He says, as believers in Jesus, who is the substance of all the outward types, we have no more to do with altars of gold or of stone. Our worship is spiritual as well as the altar. So when we looked at the Old Testament altar, when we looked at the fact that it was required that we bring sin offering and offer that up in the morning and the evening, when we looked at the old understanding of the Mosaic law, we realized that when Christ came, we began to understand worship differently. Worship is spiritual. Christ is now our altar. We reared no altar, for Christ has died. We deck no priestly shrine, because Christ is that which becomes our offering. He is our Melchizedek, our high priest.
Yes, he is.
So, Margaret, what one thing jumps out at you when we talk about the believer is now, if he is where he ought to be, like his master, without the camp? What is he talking about? He says, without the camp. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. What does this mean? What does that mean? When he talks about being outside the camp.
Not within the group of people, perhaps a scapegoat being scapegoated and sent away.
Well,
not accepted, or even I think of the homeless that we fed today. They are kind of rejected, but they do have their own camp as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're out the camp, you have no people.
Amen. And we're supposed to be done with the outward show, but begin
Amen.
To look inwardly to the spiritual. And as we look inwardly to the spiritual, we understand that God is doing something within us, that God is changing and transforming us from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
when we see and understand this, that's why the spiritual praise that we have, that's why what comes on our lips is from the inside out. And because it's something that's deep down on the inside, we can't help but have the fruit of our lip be that which praise God. We can't help but understand that praise for God is all that we get. It's like dropping, as it says, gall in a sea of honey. Praise for the Lord because of all that he's done for us. Come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking
mm-hmm.
about the sacrifice of praise where it says shall continually mm-hmm. be in my mouth. And then the Apostle Paul said, here, have we no continuing city? Well, then we will transfer the continuance from the city to the praise. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually.
Continually
wow.
in my mouth.
So mm-hmm. why do you think we have to do it continually? And what does that mean, continually?
I continually, whenever it comes to mind, that's the best we can do because we have to endeavor through our lives and meet certain obligations and make movements and carry things upon our shoulders. But when we invite God into our lives when we praise, we connect with the Lord. We
mm-hmm.
call out to him and he hears us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen. You know, I was sitting there trying to. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh no, go ahead. I
Minister Joe, no, go ahead, Minister Joe. I'm through. I was going to change it. Go ahead and finish.
Okay, I was thinking about continually, and continually we can do that really all day. I think a lot of people think that we need to have to stop and pause and. Do something special, but continually can be intermittently throughout the day, giving thanksgiving and praise. It can be when you're walking down in the hall in your workplace and just praise him for whatever the reason, because, you know, we can just praise him all day long when you think about it. So
it just means
wherever you are, whatever you're doing at any time of day or night, just give him praise because he is worthy. He's worthy.
Come on,
of
come on.
Yes, he is.
Come on.
So,
and so when I'm thinking, when you talk about being worthy, what are we talking about, Ms. Jo? Worthy in what way? What you mean he's worthy?
Worthy in that he has loved us so much to give us so much mercy and grace. And pardon
Girl, yes.
and forgiveness
Hallelujah.
And
yes.
repentance and chances. He's worthy.
Well,
he's worthy.
Yes, Lord.
He's worthy.
Over and over.
Praise God.
He's worthy.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
He's worthy. He's worthy.
You know, when I think about everything that you all are sharing, I have to be reminded that I think we're supposed to remember that we're not of this world.
That's right.
That we are not citizens mm-hmm. of this world, mm-hmm. but we are citizens of the heavenly realm. It's, remember that there was a song that kept saying, I'm just traveling through this barren land?
Bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no more. That is the name of the song. And I know it says we're pilgrims just traveling through
a barren land.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
And
so,
if we know that we're pilgrims, right, what does that mean? What is the song trying to tell us?
We trying to make our way, okay? We just trying to make our way. And if you can think back on the things that we learned in school about the pilgrims when they came to America, they had nothing. And when we met Christ, we had nothing.
Tell it.
And
yes,
then
ma'am.
He supplied us with everything that we need.
All of our needs.
Lord have mercy. Everything that we need. So, yeah, we're pilgrims traveling through. Our home is not meant to be here forever. Going through. We're passing through, Sister Margaret. We're not meant to be here forever. We're just passing through.
Brother Carter, I know you're sitting there listening. And I know every chance you get, you want to jump in there and say something. I know you're thinking. But, you know, I think what's jumping hard on my brain is when I talk about the fact that I don't belong to this world.
That's right.
The stuff that I experience, the challenge that I have, I'm just a stranger down here. And if I wonder why I don't fit, come on, somebody's been there before. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. When you feel like you don't fit, you don't.
You don't fit.
Amen.
You don't.
Yes.
Because this ain't your home.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
mm-hmm.
Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your home. So because of what we know and whose we are and who we know, we devote ourselves to the praise of God because that's who's sojourning with us. God is walking with us. God is talking with us. God is leading. God, as Josephine was saying, as Minister Joe was saying, that we didn't have nothing. And everything we have, God has supplied every one of our needs. And because we are crucified to the world, and the world crucified to us, we need to spend our time in praise of God, who is our sole trust, hallelujah, and joy. That's where we put our energy. That's where we put our praise. That's why we continually have praise of him in our mouth.
Yes.
No matter what the world may do. Now, is that hard? Is that hard to do?
No, it's really not. Not when you think about it. It is not. Not at all.
You know, I keep thinking about how one day I thought that there was a cancer, and then God said, no, that's a protein cyst. Come on, somebody.
Praise
I was thinking
God.
About the one
Hallelujah.
Time I had a son that was sick in the hospital, and we thought he was going to die, but God gave him life. I was Praise thinking God. About the time when I was driving my car to college, and I woke up and was almost in the embankment. I was thinking about the time when he's controlled and kept me from doing anything that might be harmful or hurtful to me. But when God blessed me with all kinds of things, children, my right mind, my health, my strength, when God kept me, somebody, there's a song that said he kept me. Oh, y'all don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how we have cause. When somebody's grandmother was sick and God healed them. When somebody's loved one was sick and God raised them. Come on, somebody. When somebody's husband was ill and God fixed it. Hallelujah. So let's talk about the description of the sacrifice. Just describe the sacrifice. We can't go anywhere without Jesus. Nowhere. Apart from Christ, there's no acceptable prayer, no pleasing sacrifice. I can't do nothing without the Lord. I ain't going to even try. God is the high priest of all that we do. We put our sacrifices in his hands so that he can present them to God for us. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but what does it take for you to walk through the barren land? Don't you have to have the Lord for your safety?
Yes.
What about the times when you're driving at night and you don't know where you're going? What about the times when you feel lost and don't know which way to turn? What about the times when you're lonely and you don't have anybody there, but you can call them in the morning, the noon, or the midnight hour? Come on, somebody. Is he not your great Melchizedek? Hallelujah. He is the altar that sacrifices both gift and giver. So let our sacrifice, both the praise of almsgiving, be presented unto God. So, Margaret, what does it mean when he talks about continual sacrifice? What's he talking about when he talks about a continual sacrifice?
Well, the continual sacrifice is that of praise to God. So it's praising, like Sister Jo said, about just praising throughout the day when he comes to mind, whatever your hands are doing, whatever your feet are doing.
Yes, that's right.
You are. And, you know, I think today I heard that some law was passed where it seemed it was a step in the right direction, that people are permitted to pray, not to coerce others to pray, but they are permitted to pray in public and schools and the public schools. A blessing to hear that today.
Amen. I never heard
that. Where did you hear that from, Sister Margaret? Because I'm an educator and I ain't heard it yet. Where did you hear it?
I think I heard it on NPR.
Oh, okay. Okay. They just haven't said it in Indiana yet. Okay.
So because right now,
yeah, I hope so, because right now in the public schools, we are not allowed to really mention the name of Jesus, let alone pray. Now, we can do it after school and if you have a little dedicated group, but not publicly.
But this is what I heard today, because I was aware of that. They
can pray in public schools if they don't disrupt school activity or interfere with others' rights.
But then there's some sidestepping about not coercing others or forcing others to pray.
Right.
That's what it says, not interfering with other people's rights.
But you can express your own prayer.
So I just pulled it up while you were talking. Pulled it up while you were talking. It says prayer has been allowed back in the public schools, but away from the bright lights of the football field. The court has worked to make that so. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
That's what I mean. That's amazing.
It is amazing.
It is.
It says as early as Engle versus Vitale in 1962, the Supreme Court declared that public prayer in public schools violated the Establishment Clause. In this instance, a prayer approved by New York State Board of Regents was read over the intercom during the school day when students were required to be in attendance. So I understand now. So they're basically saying that if they have it, then I guess it's okay as long as it doesn't infringe on other people's rights. So I don't know. I'm going to read more about that. But I felt that's awesome. That's really that's amazing. In this time of the world, that is amazing.
That is amazing.
So praise God.
Thank you, Sister Margaret, for bringing that.
Oh,
bringing
you're
that.
Absolutely. So that has just blessed my day. I'm sitting here thinking,
that's praise.
You know,
that's praiseworthy.
Yes, praise God.
Yes,
thank
it
you.
Is. Yes, it is. I'm sitting
you,
here with my heart's all excited because
people go up.
Yeah.
Because you know the young children. Remember how they were going down in the stadium at the pole praying anyway?
Yes.
Yeah.
On the Thursday. Well, we used to go to the prayer pole, pray at the flagpole at the school with my children.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Thursday, I think.
So we're learning that the Lord will make a way somehow.
Yes, he will.
The Lord will make a way somehow so that we can offer the sacrifice of praise. And I know prayer, Spurgeon said, I think you were sharing with me last week, Sister Margaret, that prayer was important, but it wasn't the highest form of praise. The highest form, praise was the highest form, which is why he continues to call us to continue to praise him because of who he is, what God has done.
Yeah.
So why is it important to have this sacrifice of praise? Because praise is the heart of worship or adoration, right?
Yes.
And adoration
yes.
is the grandest form of earthly service. And it talks about how we ascribe unto Jehovah, the one living and true God, all honor and glory. And when we see God's works, when we hear God's word, when we taste God's grace, when we mark God's providence, when we think upon God's name, our spirit bows in the lowliest reverence before God and magnifies God as the glorious Lord. So that's why we abide continually in the spirit of adoration. That's why we do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bishop Michael, is that you?
That is Bishop Michael. Praise the Lord,
everybody. Our prayers have been answered. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Bishop in your house.
Yes, he will do it.
So we were praying that you would get through with the work. Did you get most of it done?
I only have 100 items to grade from 2,400 last week.
Oh my goodness.
God is good. God
Ooh.
Is good.
Brother has been working. God has been giving me grace. To just be continuing on to do it and not get tired. And I just said, you know, I'm stopping at 100.
Praise
God. So tomorrow
God.
It will be complete.
Amen.
It will be complete.
Amen.
When the devil meant for evil, God turned it around.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah.
So I just get really excited when Dr. Spurgeon says that praise is heart trust and heart contentment in God. What? Anybody know what that means, heart trust and heart contentment? Flesh that out. Somebody flesh that out. What does that mean, heart trust? I love that, heart trust.
Your heart knows it, that,
Come
that,
on.
That word trust, that it knows that it knows that it knows that it knows. When we praise God, I mean, in the midst of all of the trials and the tribulations and the heartaches, or when you know that you know that you know that God is the one that brought you out, you know that God is the one that healed, you know that God is the one that delivered, you know that God is your God is your source.
Yes.
God sustains you through the rough times and through the in-between times and in the meantime, you know it was nobody
but God. You better say that.
You know,
yeah, there's something
when
amen.
You give God the praise, you know exactly where the praise is going to. Hallelujah. My goodness.
Go ahead,
there's
Minister
power
Jill.
In your praise.
Yes. Yes.
So,
yes.
Go ahead.
That
I don't
heart,
want to step on everybody. Just.
No, you're not. You're not. You're not. You're not. Heart trust. I liken that to having, what is that, that sure confidence in God. That my heart trusts him 100%. I have confidence that even though I don't see it, it will be as he wants it to be. It's going to be all
that
right.
You can believe it even when you can't see it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be all right. And as he said, there are some things that we know that it was nobody but the Lord.
But God.
Nobody.
Hallelujah.
Nobody. And he said, I think he said, I know that I know that I know. I know. Mm-hmm. Yes. Hallelujah.
So I love this new term. I'm holding on, Joe, to this word, Josephine, to Pastor Joe, to this Pastor Margaret. I made everybody pastor.
Girl, it's all right.
It's
all
this
right.
Heart trust thing. It's the heart trust. I love that
heart
word.
Trust.
Heart trust. Heart trust. Because that's all I have. That's all I have. When I say heart trust, I'm giving it my all.
Yeah, that's
I'm giving God
100%.
Yes, I'm letting it go.
100%.
I'm letting it go because I know that I can't do nothing without him. I know that only he is able to keep me from falling. I know that he ordered everything well, resolving for it to all be as he commanded. Hallelujah. I know that if it wasn't for his character and his commandments, he makes it also a work to my good. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Praise. Praise.
And we know, that not only is God good, but as Scripture said, he's a rewarder of those that what?
Diligently
seek him. Come on.
Yes, yes.
He's
yes.
a rewarder of
now,
them
I like
that diligently seeks him.
Yes, sir.
I like the beginning of this, that he that comes to God, she that comes to God, must first what? Believe that he exists.
Yes, believe
that
he
is.
Yes,
you
sir.
You have to believe that he exists. And,
yes, sir.
And that he's a rewarder of them that diligently,
diligently
with that heart trust. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
That's
heart
that heart
trust.
Trust.
Heart trust.
Woo!
I know in
truth.
My heart of hearts,
yes.
I'm knower of knowers. I know that it was not God that brought me here. When I was sick unto death, I said, God, this is not where you showed me. This is not what you showed me. I'm not through. And it didn't look good for the home team. But God. But God. And I'm
but
talking
God.
About I'm able to walk 3 miles now. When I couldn't walk past 4 storefronts and a mall.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
And that I mean, I know. That's that heart trust. Because if he did that for me, he'll do this for me. If he raised the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, we trust in that with our whole heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And you trust that there's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing that's impossible with God.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's the kind of God
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So then
yes,
when we're praising God, I'm thinking about Job when he says, can we not accept only good from God?
Mm-hmm.
So when we praise him, we have to praise him in the good and the bad. Come on, y'all.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
because
that's right.
That's what the heart trust is all about. That's what the heart
that's
trust
right.
Because that means I may not fully understand everything that's going on, Lord, but you do.
Yep.
You have worked it out for my good.
Yes.
I may not see the light at the end of the tunnel,
but
you do.
You do. You do. Yes, sir.
He says it is
all
word.
I got to do is keep the heart trust.
Dr. Susie?
I know I make known the end of a thing at the beginning. He shows you the end and makes you start at the front.
Mm-hmm.
So when he shows you the end, when he shows you what's going to be what your destination is, there's going to be trials, there's going to be tribulations, there's going to be the enemy trying to stop you, trying to make you doubt, trying to make you just give up. But he showed you something. It was glorious. God showed every one of us on this line, everybody that is listening, he showed us something good. In the meantime, the enemy tried to stop us. Sickness came.
Yes.
Financial heart and setback came. But you're like, but God, you showed me. There's that heart trust. God, you
come
showed
on.
Me. God, you told me. God, I trust in your word.
It ain't over.
And
it ain't
it's
over.
Not over. Don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
mm-hmm.
give up. He still God's word is forever true. God's
and if you don't see it down here,
a liar. Come on.
And if you don't see it down here, he's working up there so that it manifests down here. We just gotta believe it.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And we believe it through the praise. I remember you telling me, Dr. Susie, sometimes you would lose your keys. And you start praising God. Lord, I thank you for finding my keys. Lord, I thank you. And then, boom, there's my keys. There's power in your praise.
Amen.
Yes.
There's deliverance in your praise. And when we praise, that is one of the greatest acts, one of the most, two of the most faith-filled words in our vocabulary to God is thank you. Oh, Lord. So it presupposes that there is God that we have to thank. We know that God doing it. There's that heart trust.
Yes.
And that's what he's talking about when he's talking about having a delight in him. So what does it mean to delight in joy in the Lord? You know, how is he our exceeding joy? How can he, be our delight? How can that happen? What does that mean? How does it look? Miss Margaret, go ahead.
It means to praise.
Margaret's saying something.
We can delight when we praise him. Can you hear me?
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Well, I want to share this story, if I can, real quick. But I did belong to a Moms in Touch group where Christian moms would pray for our schools. And it was a public school, Martin Luther King Elementary in Louisville, Kentucky. We had a roof leak, and it was pretty severe. It was leaking into the classroom, my daughter's classroom, and they had a big garbage can with a plastic bag in it, and it was in the middle of the rug, and the roof would leak in there. And we prayed, and we asked questions, and we were told, well, there's not enough budget and money to repair the roof this year. And we prayed, God, Lord, please, send forth the money and have this roof repaired. And so, to our amazement and to God's glory, and I praise him, the money was appropriated, but still, the rugs were bad because they had been leaked on, and there was fungus and other things in the air, and the children were sick all the time. And then, well, school ended, and then, much to my amazement, I heard they sent a rug cleaner, but, you can't clean those rugs out after a while after they're old and they've been damp. Well, they sent the carpet cleaner, and they left the water running, and someone across the street saw the water running out the front doors.
Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy.
Well,
and they had to replace the carpet.
They tore out all that old carpet. That was what happened. So praise God for that. God
Amen.
Is so amazing. So, and he has such a
mm-hmm.
budget. The best budget in the world, in creation.
No
An
limit.
Abundant
yeah.
budget.
Damn.
You know,
no
Margaret, limit. that is Margaret, that is such a blessing because God blesses us in so many diverse ways. Not only is he in the healing business, you know, he is in
yeah.
those simple things that we think doesn't mean a thing
yeah.
to others, but it is great to him. And I think he says, take it to the Lord in prayer. And when you take it to him, believe it as if it is already done.
Mm-hmm.
And watch,
mm-hmm.
watch
mm-hmm.
him work.
Amen.
Watch him work. So that's a wonderful testimony.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Will he do it? Yes, he will. And you know what the wonderful thing about it is, as I heard you tell that, we have it made up in our mind one way how God's going to do it.
That's
and
right.
What I've learned in my life, in ministry and in my walk with the Lord, how God is going to do it ain't none of my business. Y'all said business, B-I-D-N-I-S-S, business. It ain't none of my business how God's going to do it. We just know, heart trust, that God is going to do it. We don't know who God is going to use. Or how going to, you know, you were praying for this thing, and then the water flooded, and look at what, you know. The
yeah.
water
mm-hmm.
We don't know how
mm-hmm.
God is going to do something.
That's
we just
right.
trust and believe
That's
that
right.
God is going to do it. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
God uses strangers. If God can use a donkey, a
mm-hmm.
rooster, a fish,
mm-hmm.
God can use anything.
Come on.
Yeah.
Amen.
And that's why
we
have to be focused on the saying in Joel, he has done great things. You know,
mm-hmm.
God manifests himself to us. You know, he doesn't do that to the world. But he breathes in us this spirit, according to Romans 8:15. It says a childlike spirit. Well, we can
yeah.
cry, Abba, Father. A childlike
mm-hmm.
spirit, a trust heart. What's the word? Heart trust.
Heart trust.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little
mm-hmm.
kid walking across. I see it in my head every time I think about it. A little kid holding Abba's hand. Walking across the
yes.
street, ain't concerned about nothing, ain't worried about nothing. It's that little lamb. I see myself as a little chocolate lamb laying down in the meadow that's green.
Mm.
It's wolves and foxes and everything else looking at me. And the Lord tell me, lay down, baby, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
And you lay down because you trust and believe with an openness that's not the norm. It's an unnatural trust. But it's because it's God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Knowing
mm-hmm.
that the enemy is looking at you, knowing that the enemy is there, and we can be still and trust and know. Be still and know
that's
he's
right.
God.
That's,
you know,
that's
that
right.
is such
that's
a
right.
praise. And that's why we do it.
And that's
now
that's
we
confidence.
Can praise the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
So
yes,
I don't know about y'all, but my question to you all tonight is, can you love anybody like you love the Lord?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. No. Because can't nobody do me like Jesus.
Come
Woo!
On.
Yeah,
can't nobody do me like the Lord.
Yeah.
Can't nobody do me like that. Can't nobody love me like that.
Hey.
Nope. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
My God.
I think, and I've been preaching for close to 40 years. God has been gracious to me and taken me around the world as a sailor and as a preacher. And I knew God loved me, but it was something about this past Resurrection Sunday that I got a revelation of God's love for me. And I have not been the same since. So, no, I cannot love anybody else. And I think I have a great capacity for love. I taught on the west side of Chicago, and I love my babies. Them little knuckleheads, Lord Jesus, they were some. I had gangbangers in my classroom. I had at least five different gangs in my classroom. Loved them. They loved me back. They loved me back. But when I think of what God has done, just, you know, not just for me, but for the whole world, that he took a gamble that some of us would accept his son, knowing that some of us would reject his son. I can't love nobody like God loves me, because he took a gamble that we would say, yes, Lord, I come into my life, come into my heart, I'll love you.
Now, and just, Brother Mike, I'm sorry, I got to challenge you on that. Was it a gamble,
okay,
or was he God all by himself? Who knew?
Look here.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the cross and could look back 2,000 years and see that you was going to mess up. And knowing that you was going to mess up, still died on the cross for you, because he knew. So I don't think it was no gamble, Brother Mikey. Gamble means you don't know for sure. Gamble to me means it was a risk. I don't know about you, but I think he knew exactly what he was doing. And I think it's important to me that I know that God knew, that he wasn't just happening to know. But even in my stupidity, God's resolution, I can depend on, and it's strong, and I can stand on it, because God knew what I didn't know, that he would love me anyway.
We saying the same thing on both sides of the same coin. There were some people that was not going to accept Jesus, period. For God so loved the whole world, even those that were not going to accept him, that he gave. While we were what? Yet sinners.
Yet
while
sinners.
We were enemies of God. Some of us remained enemies of God, yet he sent, and this is why I guess I can say it a better way this way, yet he still sent his son for those who would reject him.
Yep.
Now that's some love.
Yes.
Jesus died for everybody. He died for those that are Buddhists. He died for those that reject him because of their religion.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus died for everybody.
He did. He did.
And
everybody.
He knew what he was doing.
Thank you.
He knew it. I didn't say God didn't know it. It's not. That's not the gamble part. The gamble part.
No,
was,
I'm just supporting you.
Forget the gamble. What I'm saying is, Muslims, he died for Muslims. He died for Buddhists. He died for Sikhs. He died for everyone. And that revelation of love, and Jesus knew that some people weren't going to accept him, and he died anyway. Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. It's not in the Bible, but it's still in the Bible. No, my son, Snotty's going to get sick. And he's going to need somebody to call on. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. He knew the pain. He knew the anguish. He knew the spitting, the pulling of the beard, the crown of thorns. He knew all of that. And what did he say? He decided to die. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And his power, too. Come on. It was in Jesus' power to say, I'm not going to die for them. No, it's not worth it. They're not worth it. I'm not worthy, Lord. Okay, when he died for us, he made us worthy. When he went and took the nails, he made us worthy. He said, yes, you're worth it. That's why I came, because I know you're worth it.
Amen, amen. And that's
amen.
Why we have to bow down to God's revelation, that which we can't understand, we nevertheless have to believe it. And believing, we have to adore him. We have to celebrate him. We got to lift him up, because of what we don't know, but what we trust with that heart trust. And as we walk in it, as we learn to talk and to believe and to ingest that word, that's what we grow in. That's why we love him more and more and more and more. The more we study, the more we learn, the more we have to praise him. Hallelujah. And it talks about different ways to praise him.
Yeah.
How do you praise him, Sister Jo? How do you praise him?
Oh, girl. I just, you know, I do have an audible praise, but my praise as I have grown in Christ is to praise him. Excuse me. My dog. Oh, Lord. Every time she sees a dog, she goes ballistic. But my praise has turned into how I live, how I demonstrate my life to Christ. That's my daily praise. Daily praise. That's my, how I walk for Christ is my praise. How I talk for Christ is my praise. How I treat my brothers and sisters is my praise. So I've learned to praise him in more ways than one, but the best way I can do is by the work that I do for him and showing my gratitude for all he has done for me, all he has done, and most of all, to give me the opportunity to have eternal life with Christ. That's why I praise him. That's why I praise him. And that's how I praise him. That's how I praise him.
Amen. But, you know, I thought you was going to jump on this one too, Jo, singing. You know, the word says make a joyful, Josephine, man, sing, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all, she, her daughter got it from her, honestly. So make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
That's true.
Even though we say, oh, I don't have a voice, my voice cracks, I got this. Dr. Spurgeon says that cracked to human ears may be melodious to God's ears. It's about what's coming out of your heart, baby.
That's true.
When your heart is connected to that music, that song that's uttered out of your mouth, that we talked about this last week, it's your heart intent that you lifting up to the Lord. Hallelujah. And you singing the songs of Zion and letting your heart be joyful before the King. Is any married? Let him sing songs, James 5:13 says. Hallelujah.
Dr. Susie, wasn't that the part of the book where the man kind of rebuked the lady because her voice was not, it wasn't a melodious voice, and he told her to stop singing, basically what he told her to do. And and she said, I'm singing from my heart. And he was convicted. Praise God. He was convicted. He said, well, go ahead, sing on. Because it was coming from it was coming from her heart, and it was going to God. Neither one of my grannies could sing. I'm trying to tell you right now. I miss both of them, and neither one of them could sing. But their children so the music being passed our grandmother, but her children could, and a lot of them are still praising God today, and you know, people are getting saved and healed by what God has done through my cousins and what he's anointed them to do. But my mama's mama would be in the. Granny would make up songs, Dr. Susie.
couldn't sing a lick,
and she would sing anyhow, and it was singing unto the Lord. That's what I'm talking about. You know, make a joyful noise unto, sing unto the Lord a new song.
But I think that's the key.
I think that's the key right there, is that we have to tell the story, our story. And if we can just tell our story in song or just in our voice or in our with our mouth, if we tell what God has done, oh, Jesus, for you, for me, if you just tell your story and you do it with the passion of the Lord. Come on, y'all. Can we just get a little testimonial right now? Can we just hear a little bit about how good God has been to you? Come on, can somebody tell the story? Who's going to volunteer to give a testimony of how good God's been to them and give us an example?
Well, okay, since you just don't do that, Dr. Susan, through this year at school, I was so pleased to be working and still honored that I worked at the school that I graduated from.
Mm-hmm.
And
praise God.
And what the enemy tried to do, because of the way I live, because I lift up Jesus, because I love the Lord, the enemy is not going to be happy with it. So they decided to put a drugs and alcohol in my room, and I was a suspect. But God, not a hair was singed when I went through the fire furnace. And yesterday I went to East Central High School, our rival, by the way. And today, I just got offered the job over there to teach environmental science.
Praise God.
Tell me God ain't good.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
So,
are you going to take that job?
Yes.
Glory to God.
I have a friend on this line who said that I needed to leave that place. It's not you,
Marvin.
Well, I guess it kind of narrows it down, though.
And Josephine, I just met you. Her initials are Dr. Susan Renee Street Beaver. So, and so they. You know, he said he was going to call me last night, and I opened up my email, Mr. Snoddy, we want to offer you the position at East Central High School.
So,
that's what I mean. God is our source. Hallelujah. Not the job. God sustained me through this 3-year hole that I went through financially.
Yes.
Never went hungry. Never had a needed to borrow a gallon of gas, and now God is like, man, talk about restoration. God is a restorer. He's a restorer. Only reason I stayed there so long is because I did not want to go through this 3-year hole that I went through, but I had to go through it anyway.
So Bishop, what you just did is an example of what I was going to say next. You know, oftentimes we struggle and we have too much vinegar of complaint and forget the sugar of gratitude. And
watch
you
out
gave
now.
Us a perfect example. Come on. You gave us a perfect example of
Dr.
how
Susie.
To praise. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Got a whole lot of praises now. You're talking about somebody that can testify.
Well,
now, come on,
girl.
Now. You know that. You know the years. You know the tears. You know the struggles. You know those that try to knock you down and out.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell your story. Tell it.
Hallelujah.
Because he sure enough has held you up and kept you.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, I just got through praising the Lord earlier today when I was telling y'all that, you know, in the prayer request, Brother Bishop, you didn't get to hear this, that my job application I saw today was referred to the hiring manager. Mm-hmm. So I get to interview.
With y'all.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Praise God.
Won't he do it?
But let's back up.
Y'all
give
me so much encouragement. You give me encouragement. You are.
Let's back up. Dr. Susan, what does the date May 13th mean to you?
I ain't putting that out there.
Okay.
It means that I'm free. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
It means I'm free.
That's enough.
That's, it means I'm free.
That's enough.
That's what it means. It means I'm free. Mm-hmm. So all I got to do is say we have loved ones who've been sick and God has healed. We have family that has struggled and God has provided for. And we will continually praise him with our mouths because of what God has done.
Yes,
we will praise the Lord evermore with songs day and night. Don't you know that God has praises continually at the throne room? Continually people are saying, holy, holy Lord, thou God art worthy. Hallelujah. The 24 elders around the throne are prostrate, throwing their crowns down, praising him and lifting his name up. Hallelujah. The beast with eyes all over him. He's praising him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Awesome.
In the book of Hosea, it says the calves of our lips.
Yes.
Talking about the cows of our lips. And it says, the translators of the Septuagint certainly read it as fruit, which seems real clear. But if you can imagine that our lips must produce fruit, that our words are leaves, and they can wither up if we don't offer praise to God that is stored up, a natural thing that should come forth from us. That should grow without force. That should come out naturally. That should be a sweet, come on, somebody.
Yes.
Offering it to the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes.
So praise should be our natural language.
Yes. So the substance of
the
sacrifice is... I just want to close this thing with the substance of his sacrifice because this is it for this chapter. You know, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That's the focus.
Mm-hmm.
And be careful. Lose our joy. Because if you lose the joy of our Christianity, we lose our power.
Yes, that's right.
Don't be satisfied. Being a miserable believer, an unhappy believer is a poor creature. When he's resigned to being so, is dangerous. But let's praise God because we can remember and count our blessings one by one for what God has done. You know, in the little simple child song, count the blessings one by one. When we forget, just remember that we need to take off our shoes and realize that we are in the presence of the Lord. And every time we realize the reverence and the worship and the adoration that's due God, all we can do is lift up praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus said, worship the Lord. That's why we're here, to praise and worship God. And every sin is forgiven.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. And
yes,
that's what we're calling to do tonight, is to praise him. So I encourage you to start tonight. Bishop, you want to close us out? I encourage you to praise the Lord tonight.
Yes.
Hey, you've been listening to us. And we want to just give you an invitation to become a part of the family of God. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on a cross. I believe that you were raised from the dead on the third day. You stayed in the grave 3 days and three nights, but you were raised from the dead. You didn't sleep. You were dead, and you were raised from the dead. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I believe in my heart that Jesus was raised from the dead by God. And according to your Bible, God, if I do that, I am born again. I renounce the works of the devil. I renounce the works of the world, and I receive salvation now in Jesus' name. Now, my friend, if you pray this prayer with us, we want to welcome you to the family of God. All of heaven is rejoicing right now. The
Hallelujah!
Are in heaven rejoicing right now that you are part of the family of God, and we welcome you to the family of God. Now, Dr. Susie's coming back with some words of instruction. Amen.
We encourage you to get involved in a Bible-believing church, a church that will teach you the word, and, you know, don't forget about us. Come on back to Bible study. And participate right here with us. And just remember that get involved and become baptized. And trust that God will work in your life. Walk in his ways. And be diligent about study. Amen, amen. So as we go tonight, we're just asking that you would come back next week. Bring a friend and call in to 646-478-4932. God's blessings be with you, and we look forward to being with you next week on Your Place Love Connection Bible Study. God's blessings be with
you.
Good night. Good night,
everybody.
Love y'all.
Be blessed.
Love you.
Be blessed.
Bye.
Love you too, Margaret.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Your Place Love Connection, your place of prayer, love, acceptance, compassion, and empowerment.